I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
What's up?
You wanna know? You wanna know the truth?
No!
No way.
G-N-O. That's how you see it, guys. That's what's up.
Well, the gangs are going to miniaturize very soon.
and put and themselves in gardens.
They're going to begin cultivating patches in gardens and in front of houses in order to... Because, I mean, if you're that small, it's a perfect way to infiltrate, you know, the big world. So, okay. I'm preparing for what is so far an unheard... minority, and there's a G somewhere in there.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
There's definitely a G in there, or two. No life instead of thug life, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the
no
next
life.
Logical evolution. Like look at microchip technology. Miniaturization is the future. So it's the same.
Oh, it is the future. Yeah, everyone's going to be known.
Gangster warfare.
And they're gonna fight in gardens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
East side, west side, they're going to fight over turf, like AstroTurf, literally.
Turf wars. Yeah. Literal turf wars.
Turf wars.
Yeah.
It's going to be adorable and fragile.
Very, very fragile.
I mean, they're made out of porcelain.
Yeah.
Jeez. Some cement, concrete. I guess that doesn't, I don't know. Someone's out there animating gnomes, you know?
They shouldn't.
You know?
No.
No, not me.
No. No, man.
No way. What's up, nah?
I don't know.
I don't know, nah. You nah?
Nah.
Nah,
nah.
Nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah.
Nah, 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 nah,
nah.
Nah,
nah, nah, nah, nah, nah, nah.
Hey! We're miniature.
Nah, 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 nah.
It's a fight over mulch.
Nah, 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 nah,
nah.
I like how both of our instincts was to break with pentameter and just go for the single.
We don't have good instincts.
No, they're nope. We don't have natural instincts. I wouldn't call them. It's more like,
oh, yeah.
Guided by the hand of the devil, Satan himself had reached down and acted upon me like a puppet, and I am not answerable for my crimes heretofore.
Heretofore, yeah, for you, yeah. For me, it's like actual God. He's like, I messed up with that one.
Whoops. That was me. It was Halloween. I was dressed as the devil.
I was just messing around.
It confused a lot of people. I hadn't tried that before. Had to try. You'd think in an eternity I would have tried everything. Not the case. Mathematically impossible. Still not the case.
I may try a few more.
I'm surprising myself every day. Oh, Lordy.
Oh, Lordy. You know, he does sound fun when you say it like that.
It's the like if God is a vengeful God, then he's also a bipolar God, and I'm hoping that the nice half comes swinging in pretty soon.
I wouldn't say over. Bipolar. I would say complex. Yeah.
Stop with all the child cancer. We could do with less of that.
That's when
you know if I
the world, God didn't
if I were compiling
that.
A wish list, and I know you have Santa's list to edit. God. Lord Baby Jesus, I know you have a lot of work. Every year there's more people, so every year the list gets longer. However, I would like to put on the addendum.
Somebody writing this down.
Yeah, someone, please. Notary, excuse me. Can somebody?
Get bureaucrats.
Court stenographer. Mm-hmm. Get Jeff Steinograph in here to record these thoughts on his tape player.
And that's Geoff.
His Walkman.
That's G-E-O-F-F.
His Talk Boy. It should be called a listen boy, but maybe they called it that and they're like, hang on a second.
Hey, or like a run boy instead of a walkman.
Run boy. Run boy. That's true. Mm. The man walks, the boy runs.
Mm.
The baby sprints. Like the cheetah, as the cheetah hunts, the baby sprints. Sprinters, babies. People just don't give them the right encouragement. They could really take off like a fat cat.
like Nova.
Yeah, exactly. No, something about mm-hmm. What was I saying? I finally lost it.
Mm-hmm.
I had the thread.
happens to you. That's more fun.
I had
fun.
The thread most of the... Oh, it happens to me more often than not. Let's not pretend that this isn't the swamp that I'm constantly trying to pull my car out of.
I'm actually like putting moped. Things back in the swamp at the same time as I'm pulling.
No, when I'm trying to get my moped out, my shoe comes off. Oh, I lose my hat. I lose a couple hats.
A couple of hats.
Or more than one hat.
You have to layer for weather.
What kind of idiot just wears one hat?
Oh, man. What a douche. Well, it's funny we talk about derailing a conversation, because I remembered what, like, two Sibcasts ago I was talking about, and that was...
Yeah, Family Guy, but that was worth forgetting.
No, Peter called the bat, Bat Damon, and then he goes, oh, now I named it, now I like him. It was adorable.
All right, well, I'm glad we reached back.
Woo! That feels so good. It's like...
And someone was like, hey, there's a piece of cheese with some jam and ants on it. Some ants jammed on it. I'm going to grab that. I'm going to have that. That looks good.
Hey, you know, I hadn't had a snack today.
I just ran around in a bunch of circles flying kites, and I was hungry. The ants are extra protein, as far as I'm concerned.
Protein.
They replaced the cracker. Y'all crackers, I don't need you.
I don't need you. You know what? Well, there's a lot of things that have protein that we can eat, like some other big bugs. I thought about it, and then, like, one time I bought a packet of, like, crickets for protein, and then I was going to try it, and I dared the kids and like bribed him, like, I'll give you this, you know, I'll give you like money or something. And then when it came to me doing it, I was like, I can't do it. I chickened out.
Lame.
I did. I actually went and got chicken instead. So
oh.
It's a better source of protein. I chickened out.
You could season it with crickets.
You could, yeah. That'd be good.
Just to be because I'm so committed
like a ground
to being a douchebag, I would have just grabbed every single cricket and eaten it in one mouthful.
I probably know.
Drank a bunch of water right after because it's a bad idea.
I know, I heard their like legs get like stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, it would be horrible. But
the crunching sound.
Worth it for just how cool I would feel.
It's not the same if they're not alive, because I want to hear their little screams.
I want to name them and get to know, I want to interview their families.
And then eat them.
The core, and then eat the crickets, and then call their families and tell them, I knew your son better than you did.
And you're like, hold on, here's his leg. Here. I'll get this for you.
Oh, it caught my teeth.
Oh, yeah. Well, and a very adorable thing happened this morning, and then it turned, it relates to Roscoe, and then it gets funnier because it's Roscoe. Okay, so it was really cute this morning. Everyone's trying to get their, you know, book bags and lunch bags and make sure everybody has their shoes on so we can get everybody to school. And we're all like, where's Roscoe? Because his book bag and jacket's right here. Where's he? I'm yelling through the house, Roscoe! Roscoe! And one of the kids is like, he's outside! I'm like, what? So I look out back and he's got his lunch bag in his hand, and it's so cute because it's like the sun is, you know, just gently peeking through the trees, and, you know, it's kind of like highlighting him in the yard, and it's an adorable setting, and he's going around kicking all the fluffy dandelions, and it's just like poof, 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 and he just looks like quintessential adorable six-year-old in his own little world. And Aunt and I kind of look at each other, where we're just like, that's pretty cute. And then he comes running in, we're like, well, as you were, because if you give Roscoe any attention, he'll stop. Like, he won't, mm-hmm. he'll like, why are you paying attention to me? Don't look at me. So we had to be like, oh, nothing to see. Everyone get your bags. Let's go. And then so, and Aunt and I just, you know, we got to share that little moment. That was really sweet. And then we're driving to school, and Roscoe's like, hey, Mom, you know, when I was outside, and I was, out there, I was kicking the fuzzy dandelions. I was like, that's cute. They do look fuzzy. I was like, yeah, the fuzzy dandelions. He's like, yeah, I was pretending I was kicking all their heads off one at a time. I'm like, yep, I bet you were.
Yep, that's what you do.
he goes, yeah. He's like, I was kicking their heads off. And then it was just so cute how he kept going. And I'm like, you're pretty much the cutest thing in the whole world.
Yeah.
Because he's just, the things that he's drawn to, like when he was little, we were at a Goodwill, and they all could pick out a book, and he picked out a thesaurus. I was going to say dictionary. Instead, he picked out a thesaurus. And it was so cute. I'm like, you sure you want this book? Like, Kinsley's picking out, like, ponies, and, you know, she's like, yeah, I want this book. And he literally had us read, he still does, he'll bring it to us for his bedtime story. We'll read from the thesaurus. Well, when we were back in Indiana visiting you guys for spring break, he went through Mom's stuff, you know, because everything's free to them, which is hilarious. They love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he picked out a couple. Kinsley first came with a book. She's like, Mom, I found a cool book. And I looked down and it's literally like Kama Sutra, like an old vintage like Kama Sutra book. I was like, no.
Ah, cool.
She's like, why? I'm like, no, just no. And then later she's like, Mom, I'm like, no, still no. Like, just forget that book. Just forget it. So anyway, well, thank God she didn't open it. God forbid there be any vintage pictures of old penis and bajini. Anyway,
yeah, whatever Roscoe, the heck they're doing over there in Irundia.
I don't even know. I'm sure they don't know. Anyway, so
that's why they write it down. They have to keep looking it up. It's like when you have the instruction manual right next to you.
What
to
do with this?
Like, what?
Oh.
I forgot.
Hey, that's new. So then Roscoe ended up picking out a couple books, and I made sure to check him before we left. But the other night, he came down. He'd just taken a shower. I had to be like, you have to take a shower. No, you have to take a shower. Why do I take showers? Because you need a shower. You need to stay clean. I don't understand why I need to do that. I don't like showers. You know I hate them. Fine, just go shower. Fine. Just so intense. So
tell
he comes
him
down.
Tell him that microbes outnumber his own bodily cells, and that if he doesn't keep proper hygiene, they will consume his flesh while he is living.
Maybe that's a great reason. Yeah, maybe I'll have him call you. You can educate him.
Yeah, I'll just basically say that verbatim. You know, I'll add some thunder.
He can handle it. Yeah, add thunder. For cackling. Real. It always helps emphasize.
Take advantage of technology.
But then also thunder.
Mm-hmm.
So he came, he finished his shower and he has little PJs and it was so cute because he does things always kind of in his own time and his own way. So his hair was combed, but it was pretty haphazard, like all over the place. But it was combed. And then he had his PJ shirt on, but because he put the pants on second, they were accidentally tugged into the pants. So the PJ pants were super high. And he's like holding this book, just like looking at me ready, like, can we read now? And I'm like, oh, if he got any cuter, I think I would literally, I don't know, I think implode, explode, one of those, multiply, I'm not sure. But there's very many things that I feel when I see how cute he is. Mm-hmm. And the book that he wanted to read were, and he wants to read it. He reads it out loud. He reads. And it was about vintage, like old, antique-y. I don't know how, what's the word? It's like, that's not the word I want, but they're like spy stories. and the sentence he happened to read, thank goodness it didn't make a lot of sense to him, but it was something about her being, her sexual awareness. But I didn't use the word sex. It used another one. I was like, ha! Good spy stories always involve sexy words about sex.
Oh, yeah. They have the best sex words.
Sex words, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're reserved for the spy novels.
They are sexual situations.
I mean, I'm not big into books. I don't know that I'm still on the fence about them, whether or not, you know, they've been for the better, greater good.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen some people burn them, so maybe they're not so useful.
Yeah, I mean, they're good for warmth, I suppose, from that. Like, I see people holding down bookshelves with them. I assume the bookshelves are somehow helium-based, lighter than air.
They are.
So that's why, enough books, you've got these helium bookshelves that you want to keep in the family, but they'll float away if you don't have anything ballasting mm-hmm. them to mm-hmm. the ground. Mm-hmm. I don't have
any facts to argue with you, so I'm just going to agree with you.
And neither do I. But I've said words, and now that those words are...
As long as they're not in books.
Yeah, as long as nobody put these words in books, specifically, but as long as they're in the air.
Because then Jason will never read them.
No. Mm-hmm. I'll never listen to them either. I don't even... Those words.
Oh my gosh. Not speaking of anything related to what we're saying... I had a very interesting, every time I go to this, what is it? Not Thai. Maybe it is Thai food. Or maybe it's Vietnamese. I don't know. One of those delicious food places in Lawrence. I have my favorite one that I go to. It's so delicious. And I order my food. But it's so funny when you walk up. Like, I parked right next to a Porsche. On my left, there was like a Mercedes, a Land Rover, and like all these nice cars. And everyone who's going in there to eat either speak the same language as the people working there, or they also are, do you say Asian? I know it's not Oriental. I know we don't say that. That stopped a while ago. But either way, they come over here to go to our colleges and drive super cool cars. All of them. Like, anytime I've ever seen a person of the Asian persuasion in Lawrence, they always drive really nice cars. Like Land Rovers, Mercedes, Porsche. Just nice ones. You're not going to see them driving a Saab or a Ford. That, they can't do that. I think maybe it's against their religion.
Well, maybe you're not going to see them.
I won't see them.
You don't see those ones, so that's why.
I know.
That's why all you
I
see
ignore
is
them.
The rich ones. Like, I just see people stepping out of expensive cars and
that's
fancy
all
buildings,
I see.
And they're all like Asian. It's like different. Like,
it's
mostly
like the, it's like
Asian.
The third or fourth time that every time I go there, they're always driving like nice cars.
Well, damn them.
They
you
come over here
them to the authorities,
and they do all. No, I know. Excuse me. And then while I was sitting in my car, because it was going to take 7 minutes and I had to skedaddle, I couldn't stay and eat. I didn't want to eat by myself. So I was like deleting old text conversations I didn't need and like emails and stuff. And some guy like tries to get my attention. He's on like a bicycle. Uh-huh. And he like, I'm like, okay, well, I'm about to go in, so I'll just get out. And I got it. He's like, do you have any money for food? And I wanted to be like, this is so awkward. No. But I didn't say that.
I didn't even know you.
It's always so awkward because as a female, like, alone, like, you don't want to be vulnerable and open yourself up or, hold on, let me get my purse. And then, you know, they steal you or punch you or kill you or stab you or something. You know, like,
sure.
You freak out. So I'm just like, I give a lot of people money for food. Thank you. What do you say? I don't even remember I said. It was so uncomfortable. I just wanted to get out of there. But at the same time, I want to help. You know,
check it's like your meter, bruh.
I do want to help. So, and then I just saw him like bicycle away somewhere else. And then I saw him park his bicycle at Subway. So I think he already had money for food. He was trying to get extra money because he wanted to get that, you know, value meal or drugs. I don't know.
Value drugs.
Nah, drugs.
Each
value
Happy
drugs,
Meal
yeah.
comes with a crack pipe in it.
In some neighborhoods, I'm sure you can.
I got mixed feelings, mostly of indifference toward people asking for money because I've, you know,
I'm a freeloader.
If only the success ratio for life weren't 10% or 5, like 10% being hugely generous, meaning of homeless people, I would guess that maybe 5 to 10% of them are in desperate need of some sort of formalized care and they have no other means of getting their act together. The other 90, 95% are just assholes who are like, they think that, like, I think being homeless is the only way for them to feel rogue and to feel like they're,
right.
like, they don't fit into society. So, like, I can't hold down a job and I'm mentally unfit to deal with people, but that's because society isn't meant for me. So I'm going to live on the fringes. And I think there's people
I do
who
as
convince
I choose.
Themselves that, like, that this is like their persona or they identify with it or whatever. But I just don't have a lot of sympathy, especially for the fact that just like with our political and other problems, you can sit there and keep on applying like over-the-counter ointment to a rash that has covered your entire body and is emanating from an infection in your butt or something. I don't know. In your butt.
It's
core,
always
going to
be something about your butt.
You're going to notice when there's something wrong with your butt. And skin. Yeah. So it's like that.
Yeah.
And we're just applying ointment to all the rat. But it's like, let's fix the problem. That's where I'm focused on. Like, you're only really going to irritate the with the amount of ointment and the concentration of medicine being over the counter and not prescription strength. You're only going to make things worse, I think. So instead of doing that, I'd rather look at politics and actually get those working again because nobody can argue that politics are a game now, and it's just and whoever most of the people involved in them are using the game to their advantage.
It's not even chess either. It's not even like a complicated game. It's like checkers, and then they just keep stacking their kings. King me,
well,
king
no,
me,
no,
king
no,
me.
No, it's like they started with a chess set, but they don't know how to play chess, so they're playing checkers with a chess set.
Yeah.
Because they were left behind, like the founding fathers left behind a chess set, and they're like, oh man, we're gonna pass this down through all the generations, and then people got so dumb and forgot how to play chess. And now, They were playing checkers. Now I think they're just using the pieces to try to choke each other, like in their sleep.
Choke out! I got you.
Die, mind. Motherfucker. And then they're just like, it's just like, eat chess. That's how you play chess. It really is. I mean, they're using a lot of advanced rules and a lot of things that,
hey, look,
that adult people
laws.
Did and put together with their logic. And they're like, look what I did. Burdid it.
I burdid it. And, you know, in politics now, just saying the word, everyone's just like, ooh, right? But what if we call it politicals? That'd be pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
Like, people be like, oh, yeah, let's talk politicals.
Well, maybe we could kill two birds with one stone, because then we could also make tickle, eventually tickle would be less hilarious, but that's good, because tickling is actually a form of torture.
I know!
Pay attention to that as well.
I know. I know it is, because I used to do it to you, because it was very amusing when you were little. You know, shoving you between the back seats of the Oldsmobile, and then just tickling you, because your giggle was the best. But inside, it was actually painful. And I realize that now. But then it was so fun.
But I still enjoy the memories.
I do.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, mine are fun. Yeah, you're like, I actually break out in sweats when I think about it. Woo!
Break out with shits. No, I'm confident that's what Donald Trump is talking about when he's talking about harsher torture than waterboarding.
Tickling!
Tickle boarding.
Oh, the tickle monster.
Yep. No, that's coming. It's going to be in Guantanamo.
Yeah. Or Trumpy likes to tickle.
Oh, and how.
Oh, and how. Well, so I hear you're clearing out the space. You're getting somewhere. Dad said there's a lot of progress in the building next door. That sounds pretty fun.
You can hear that from there? That's loud. Wow.
Yeah, you're making a lot of ruckus.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Being heard all the way across the plains of Kansas and the rolling hills of the West Kansas.
Yeah, I believe it.
It is windy here.
I believe
it. So I know that the sound can't carry. That's not...
When someone had requested that y'all make some noise, I understood that to be literal. Perhaps this is my fault for misinterpreting.
Yeah, you just don't understand the culture. That's not what they're asking for. But that's fine. We appreciate your contribution.
Okay. I would argue that the culture doesn't understand me as well, but, you know.
That's countercultural.
It is. That is literally and arbitrarily countercultural.
What are you jackasses doing? Are you knocking down my stuff again?
Yep.
Cats.
Yep,
oh, my goodness.
All the stuff.
They are. Is it my fault that I have all of my papers just on edge, stacked on each other? That's not all my fault. And then when they walk on it, they all slide out from underneath each other to the floor, and then I yell at them for it. Is that my fault? I don't think so.
I doubt it.
Exactly. I like to distance myself from that. Oh my gosh, how funny. The Pepsi ad that they pulled for Kendall Jenner. That's a
Genital
hilarious.
Kenner.
Yep. Genital Kender.
Oh my.
Genital. Her Pepsi ad. I mean, I get why people are all up in arms and stuff, but now, apparently, the city of San Francisco does not condone the commercial or use of the police costume that was used in the commercial. They were able to spot... Yeah, hold on. They were able to spot in a scene that was not used in the full commercial, the original commercial... There is a scene where they show a police officer on his shoulder. It's a similar, not identical, to the San Francisco police badge that says it, but it's not the same because San Francisco's is way cooler. And the people were like, we just got this from a costume department. But they're thinking of suing Pepsi, so.
Yeah, I think it would have been great if someone just makes a parody where they take the entire stupid 2.5 minute commercial. And at the end, when Kendall hands the Pepsi to the handsome officer, he just like takes a sip, and then he just smashes the can into her face and just gives her a severe beatdown. And then like cut to real footage of what's actually happening. So then it's like, oh, Pepsi tried, it didn't work. Also, Kendall Jenner is permanently disfigured.
Hey, I don't like your story. I don't think that's nice to do.
You think that's worse than what really happened? That's
I didn't say that. I said I don't like that.
That's a sad indictment.
I didn't say worse than you said that.
I think that. I think that I don't like that you don't like what I said.
There is no room for disagreements here. I didn't ask for your opinion.
Oh, well, no one asked for you to be here, except maybe the, I don't know.
Listening audience and you. Well, and Saturday Night Live did do a parody of it this weekend, and it was pretty great. Obviously, yeah. It was just by our favorite, Cecily Strong, played her. And she's, on her cell phone leaving, and she's just like, I totally brought down, world peace by giving so all I had to do is give him a Pepsi.
That's really funny. SNL took, a week off of political commentary a few weeks back, and they're like, oh, never mind, our ratings just took a shit.
Yeah, because people want, that's what I let, kind of like what you and I talked about, how the people who are keeping it really real politically are all the late night comedians. They're doing a fantastic job keeping it real, keeping everybody accountable, bringing some comical, levity, but also calling them out. And I guess it was Jimmy Kimmel or someone called out Spicer for using the word Nazi or Hitler or something. And was
it's been
come the fuck on, dude. Nice try.
It's
we
been
see you.
Espoused a lot lately. The role satiricalists or
statisticals, that was the word. I knew you were, you'd get there.
That they're, it's been pointed out recently that they're doing a lot better job of exposing, I don't know, basically the misdirection of the media.
But right?
I would like to point out that it was a build up because it was a few years ago that it started. I don't know. You gotta be pretty pretty careful about, because some people don't even mean to make mean harm. But 4 or 5 years ago, similar articles were coming about trying to, I don't know, look down or the same way that online petitions aren't, they're those don't do anything. It's what do you think voting is? What do you think voters are in awareness and everything? But they were pointing out that millennials can only get, they're getting most of their news and their information from The Daily Show and The Colbert Report because they need to be entertained while they're being informed.
I can't learn normal way.
They really put a negative spin on it, which happens a lot. Where,
they do. It's true.
It wasn't the reason. That wasn't the reason at all. Hmm. It's because, today, the same professionals are probably the ones writing these articles. They're the only ones telling the truth. They're the only ones who don't have, they're not beholden. They're actually beholden to point out what nobody else is, because that's what gives them their edge. So back then, that's the reason that everybody was listening to them as well, because we knew that the media was already turning against us.
That's true.
It's not just Trump. It was happening the last 5 to 10 years. The media has been turning against us. That's what allowed for Trump. But it's been shows like The Daily Show and comedy shows that have been informing us for over 5 years. And I just pointing out, 4 or 5 years ago, we were being made fun of for that. So I put a nice bow on it. Fuck
where,
you.
Where did
guys.
You even get that bow? Well, and I agree with that entirely. There's nothing that I can disagree with you. Also, to add that I love how, obviously, we've talked about how it takes a lot of intelligence to be a comedian. But even when you're watching, you can appreciate how intelligent the writers, the comedians who are delivering the information in a, not only injecting humor into something that's very stressful, but also sometimes they'll bring up a point where you're like, ha, yeah, that too. You're like, wait a second. I mean, they bring so much because it's a collective effort. It's not one person doing it. It's a collective effort of people together. They tend to not miss very many things. So you can get a lot packed into a little bit, but it also takes intelligence to read how complex, well-written, well-handled, so that's why a lot of people, it's just not really for me.
Well,
it probably
right,
wouldn't be.
Look at what the right's answer to satire was. Maya Yiannopoulos. Milo Yiannopoulos, whatever. That's their funny guy. Well, you notice they like to make a huge deal.
I got a huge deal for
about,
you.
They like to make a huge...
Sorry.
They like to make a huge deal about people, the liberal left and making Hollywood out to be just an entire machine built to destroy them. When it's like, no, That's just the smart people. You just say that they're all on the left, but the talented, intelligent, insightful people, you just call them. It's very easy for the whole world to become against you when you start just categorizing everything as other that you don't like. Like everything becomes liberal, no matter if you don't agree with it, it's liberal. So it's like how can we combat
that whole section of quote unquote liberals could be broken down into like 10 subcategories. So you don't
My question is why Donald, if you sat down with an interview, this is how it would go. You could have a little stage, a little question answer, short question answer with Donald Trump and say, hey, did you, you're not perfect, right? He would just, just to appear normal, be like, yeah, I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes. And it's like, yeah, so you make mistakes, right? Yeah, I'm sure you can get him to pretend to humanize himself to that extent to admit.
Yeah, he's like, I want to be relatable.
He's not perfect.
I want to be relatable. Yes.
So in order to appear relatable, he'll say this, but then you'll ask him, when was the last time you made a mistake? And you'll watch his eyes dance just for you. He's not actually thinking. You'll watch his eyes dance, and then he'll come back and say, and he'll say just sheepishly, you know what, I can't remember. And his supporters act that way too. It's like, ask them, when was the last time Trump did something that was a mistake? Like, why is it that every single time he does something, you're always defending it? That's not how leadership, that's not how admiration works.
Right, he's not accountable
to
anyone, and certainly not his supporters.
Well, even the people I agree with, the John Stewarts or the Barack Obamas or the Bernie Sanderses, they always come up with, there's always something where, 40% of the time I'm like, nah, you're not perfect, and I disagree with that, and I'll argue with you.
Right, because you have to have a mind of your own, yeah. Yeah.
And because I know that people make mistakes and I acknowledge when they do, the Trump supporters are so defensive they can't even acknowledge and point out actual mistakes because they built up this fantasy that he doesn't make mistakes. So when you actually get the rubber to the road, you'll watch the magic and the glitter just start to obfuscate what's actually going on. I guarantee if you got a sit down with Trump, that would happen. And that's, I want to point that out to anybody, as if life so far wasn't evidence to this point. But if you just take that, the fact that no man can be perfect, anybody would admit that, but then you square that against your recollection of Trump's record and realize what you believe has happened and is happening and will happen is mathematically impossible, yet you won't reconcile that with your own admission.
There's
that
no reconciliation
it's impossible.
Whatsoever, no.
You could just make that dust cloud, that plume of spores, and then impregnate it with its own backwardness.
It's right.
Yeah, just a unicorn fart of non-existence would appear and disappear in the instant that it never was.
That it never was. Well, and two things. One, I like how it's true. They get very defensive, but at the same time can be so offensive. How interesting. What an interesting balance that is that they do there. Also, secondly, I would like to, for the listeners here who maybe don't read dictionaries front to back, obfuscate, the word that you just used, is very a good word, and I'd like to point that out. It's time to learn. It's a verb, and it means to render obscure, unclear, or unintelligible. Also, to bewilder someone. I just think that was a really good word, and I want to give you props for that. That was very nice.
Oh.
Carrot Top style props, like a toilet seat with a hat installed in the middle of it for some reason. It's like, here's my shit hat.
Here's a watermelon with a mustache.
Ba-derp.
Although that would be cute. Yeah. Be pretty cute. Well,
yeah, so
I think Grumpy Trumpy, he's a pal for everyone. They should start making little stuffies of him so people can sleep with them at night and hold on tight to those hopes and dreams for their president.
Yeah, that would be defective. They would catch on fire in the middle of the night and it would just burn your torso.
It's true. Why is the hair so oddly accurate but feels so sad? It feels sad.
No, what they do is you send in your hair.
Oh.
And they fashion your hair onto the doll, and then they send the doll to you. But they make sure, there's a Trump process. They spray it with the treatment such that it becomes unmanageable and impossible to fathom.
And the hands smell like cabbage.
Yes. And then your hands shrink when you apply it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, there was a new guy on Instagram the other day, he was like a, you know, political cartoonist. But he's very anti-Trump, so his stuff is very interesting. I liked it. I liked all of his drawings. I like a lot of things. I can't remember his name, so I can't tell you who he is.
This is really useful. Yeah.
It's, yeah, it'll help you. Not even at all. Wow, I might be able to find out what his name is, but I was too busy on Snapchat selfies with filters.
I saw the coolest thing the other day. I can't remember how to describe it or reference it. There's nothing I can add.
No, I found it. No.
Oh.
His name's comb_over_con_artist. He's got one where you can tell, obviously, it's got the cufflinks for Trump. It shows his hands drawn out, really short fingers. And he's wearing four rings on each hand. And the rings spell out nepotism. And the caption says, he went to Jared. I love it. That guy is so clever.
You know, it's what's really scary is Ivanka turning into just Evil Witch City 5000. Like, I expected her to probably fill in the role of first lady since Melania. It's just there's nothing workable there. Like, they tried, but then they're like, oh shit, she can't even speak English. And
no,
she's
she
barely
really can't.
Functionally.
She's actually an immigrant, and I think that should not pass people's thought process. She is an immigrant. Yeah. That's so funny to me.
There's already enough self-contradiction.
Get out!
But Ivanka, she said already, like she said, that her role is going to be one that you're not going to know her influence and that she wants to do good. And she's admitted to being, I can't even remember, culpable or something.
Huh.
But she liked to use flowery nonsense words to make it sound like her doing things but having zero accountability within the White House, she made it sound like that was a fun thing and something that's good. So that's really creepy and scary. The fact that she's openly admitted that she's not planning to do any like publicly visible works shows that she's just like willingly part of the shadow government. She's like, I don't think anybody asked her. I think they were like, Ivanka, you just go ahead and do your cosmetics and your clothing lines and just bounce around like a silly bean, and we'll just do it. And she's like, no, I want to do evil stuff, guys. Let me in.
Guys,
I want to torture people and kill babies. Come on. Let me in.
I want to rub elbows with y'all. Come on.
Like, it seems very needy the way she's now in the government, just needing to do some harm. She was jealous.
She needs some bread.
She saw her KKK member. Like, at first, when they said cross-burning, she was like, I don't really feel like it. But when she smelled the burning wood, she kind of started to really, like, get in the mood. So then she's like, you guys got any extra, like, hoods? I didn't bring mine.
Well, I understand. It's hard to resist a good bonfire. Mm-hmm. But in that case, I think she should have a little more discretion. That's just me. I usually use wood and some newspaper. But you can burn crosses, I suppose.
Well, it's a bad move on her part because abandoning her private cosmetic and clothing lines and sort of jumping onto this ship that already has all these comrades abandoning ship.
Yep.
They're like, I don't know, it doesn't seem like a great time to jump. It's like when you go in for a job interview and there's a bunch of extra people running around and Shredder's just going crazy and you got guys in sunglasses and phones ringing off the hook and you're like, well, this seems good. Yeah, I'll jump on board here. What do you guys need help with? Could you man these 5 shredders, please? We're going to have several men coming by with carts regularly. You have to keep ahead of them. We have, we're not measuring in pages. We're measuring in tonnage in terms of what we have to make it through shredding today. So I want you to know that.
That's terrifying.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so the comrades are jumping ship. That makes sense.
Yeah.
When the rats are leaving, you know it's time to party.
This is a turd boat.
The funny thing is, I have 3 rats in a cage, and we get them out.
Well,
and
I don't think that
they're very
calling your kids rats, and you have 4, by the way, so that's rude.
In a cage? No.
Yeah. No, they're in a cage. Yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah. Accurately described your child rearing.
Well, how else are you going to keep them in when you got to go to the store?
I don't know. Science hasn't figured that out yet.
I do think of the house, like, if I have to leave, I think of it as, like, a big cage, and I just lock up the cage. I mean, there's plenty of stuff to do. I mean, they have, you know, television,
they got habit trails to outdoors.
Yeah.
There's an exercise wheel.
Yeah, they poop in a bucket and then they, like, you know, jimmy it outside on the string. What's the, like, the bucket on a rope and then they...
Turd bucket?
No, what's the... I can't think... Like a, like on a line and then you...
Dumbwaiter?
No. I can't think of it at all. What is it? What's the... Oh my God. What's the system where you, like, can... Like, rope, you put something on a rope, like, a, and then you can cycle it out and then pull it back.
Chamber what? Pot?
No! No, that's the idea. It's still for poop, and we're still talking about buckets. But I'm talking about how to
turd
get it up.
Bucket?
No! Yes, that mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought, you know, maybe the second or third time.
I don't...
It's like when in a police interview
system.
When they...
A pulley system!
I understand, but in a police interview... They would ask you the same question over and over again
<I know. laughs>
in order to get the different answers. So that's what I was doing.
That's
I gave the same answer to get a different question.
Yeah, and that also was helpful. Thank you.
I turned it around on them. That's what you do. Like,
yeah,
you change the questions while they're changing the answers. And then by the end of the interview, everyone's like, wait, what were we talking about? Well, I don't know, but there's cotton candy now, so we did something right.
Okay.
Okay.
I do like cotton candy. Thank you. I'll take a mix. Have you ever gotten the mix of three flavors, not just pink and blue, but purple?
Ugh. All flavors of corn syrup?
Yes. So good. The trifecta of corn syrup. And then they say, no artificial flavors. No. It's like, you mean all artificial flavors?
I mean, when you call up thesaurus.com and have them change the definitions.
Sometimes you have to.
Then natural means, like, basically, I think they distilled natural down to just things that exist on Earth. I think
yes,
because
they have. You can
we're
say
extraterrestrial
that.
Now. Like, things that don't come from Mars or space are natural.
Yeah. it's true. When you look at labels, you're like, wait a minute. But one time, recently, a couple weeks ago, I went to go buy creamer, and they had an organic creamer. I was like, that's super cool. Organic creamer. And I look at the ingredients right there. Boom. Carrageenan. I'm like, is that in nature? Is that carrageenan?
Carrageenan. I remember the carrageenan fruits.
I heard that was an additive, but I could be wrong.
I'm eating a carrageenan right now.
It looks like a pear, tastes like a banana, and has seeds like an avocado.
Yeah, it's got multiple gigantic seeds, and then you kind of have to just sort of peel... The thin layers of flesh from in between the seeds. It's kind of like it's the sunflower seed of fruits, where it's the pomegranate also of fruits. Lots of work for not a lot of it's the peanut of fruits,
the coconut. Coconut.
I'm also
gonna always say it like that. Coconut.
Is the coconut, is that a fruit or a nut?
Okay, well, it says here, carrageenan is a common food additive that is extracted from a red seaweed, Chondrus crispus, which is popularly known as Irish moss. Carrageenan, which has no nutritional value, has been used as a thickener and emulsifier to improve the texture of ice cream, yogurt, cottage cheese, soy milk, and other processed foods. You know, because processed foods are all natural. Huh. Well, I know.
So they process it and then add the carrageenan. So then it's like, this is prosageenan.
Oh, it is in organic yogurt, tofu, coconut milk, baby formula, and even in your nitrite-free turkey cold cuts. But it's linked to inflammation and cancer. Is that a problem, though? Is it a problem?
Only if you have a body.
Oh, that's funny. Well, nutrition people in the government say it's probably fine.
Well, I trust them in every way.
I know. After 6 years of Cornucopia's research, advocacy, and petitioning, the National Organic Standards Board voted in November 2016 to remove carrageenan, a potent inflammatory agent and possible carcinogen, from the national list for use in organics. Thank you. It is linked to gastrointestinal inflammation, including higher rates of colon cancer in laboratory animals.
Things are corrupt until proven disprovable.
You.
Like, there's no... It's not how it used to
be.
We got to make sure it's not crazy. We got to see how we got to test and see how this is going to change society. It's more like, I don't know, throw the cougar into the daycare and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. See, let's just see.
And then
some guy comes to it's like, "Well, couldn't have predicted this, but let's not learn from it at least. Let's be sure to make these facts inaccessible to the point that the willfully ignorant will easily never find them."
It's not even close.
It's like they're playing checkers with a chess set, and this is a beach ball that's been buried in a mountain. So there's just, they're not even, you know, they're not even thinking about it, depending upon where they're playing chess checkers.
Ooh, you got cute there. That was new for you.
In the mountain plains of Florida.
Of Florida. Oh, it says here that carrageenan is not digestible. Is that bad?
No.
No.
That's good. It's indigestible is like flammable and inflammable. They both mean flammable.
Okay, so although derived from a natural source, it appears to be particularly destructive to the digestive system, triggering an immune response similarly to that your body, which has been invaded by pathogens like salmonella. It predictably causes ulcerations and bleeding. Now, is that bad? I'm so confused. So gastrointestinal diseases such as ulcerative colitis, intestinal lesions, and colon cancer. These do sound like rides at Disney, though, like, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to ride the ulcerative colitis.
Whee! Yeah, it's like one of those Viking ships, but it goes in more directions.
And it smells like poop.
Yeah.
No, like, legit smells like poop. Poop!
Legit, like, yeah, don't even... I thought this was a joke, but it's...
This park is shit. Well, that's what happens when you don't tend to the bathrooms. Disney's not so fun, now is it?
It isn't.
I want to visit one of those. You know how they have, like, photos and, like, articles of, like, theme parks and malls that have been abandoned and how, like, super creepy they are? But, like, oddly creepy? Like, that's interesting. But, like, if anything scary were there, like a bug, I probably wouldn't go. But if it looked like there weren't bugs or zombie monkeys, I'd probably go. I just pictured zombie monkeys. Why do we not have a show about that? I don't like zombie shows. I don't really care for them. But zombie monkeys. Now we're on to something there.
I don't know. You can go ahead and produce that. I'll continue to ignore zombies and Planet of the Apes movies.
But what if they're together?
I'd like to see Planet of the Apes, the franchise, just actually branch off into its own all-encompassing altverse where every single fiction that was ever created in art, like, they start rebooting everything with apes, so it's like Star Apes.
Yeah! Yes!
And, like, Mad Max Apes and Spider
Mad Ape. Chimps, call it Mad Chimps.
Yeah, that's Mad Chimps. Mm-hmm. And then instead of chips, it's chimps.
Yes! All the police shows and everything. Yeah. Monkeys could do a better job.
Instead of Baywatch, it's Braywatch because chimps and they're braying.
Is that what they do?
Or it's versus donkeys. They got to take care of all the jackasses causing trouble on the beach.
Now this starts to sound political. This is fun. And we'll get some elephants in there.
That's fine.
We should use all of these animals. There needs to be like a cartoon using the actual animals and depicting all of the madness that's going on. And then maybe some of these simpletons will get it. Or at least watch.
Yeah. Chimp Deanna Jones.
Where did you have to reach in the recesses of your mind to get that one?
Oh, I liked it. It was back there somewhere.
I did like it.
Throwaway pile. I found this with some extra shoes attached to it. Looked like someone had tried something, but it didn't work.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
That's all we're going to do. We're going to give a bunch of, like, monkey names for movies.
Well, I feel like if they're going to keep going, like, you know, War of the Planet of the Apes, it could be the Fury and the Fast of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, put monkeys in cars, yes!
Oh, geez, yeah. Eventually, they're just, like, flinging poo between each other at nitro speed.
We're going to call it Fast and the Curious, George. he's a monkey.
The Fast and the Curious George. There you go. Oh, yeah.
I can't get any funnier. Can we end this?
Yeah, no, we want to go out on a high note, because after this, it's just going to be terrible. It's like when you do a sprint and you completely run out of gas. Yeah. There's nothing left.
Nope. Now it's just gas.
Yeah, now... That's unpleasant.
For everyone.
Well, I look forward to the Fast and the Curious George 3. And then I'll go ahead and watch Too Fast, Too Curious.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't. The Fast and the Curious George 1. I couldn't think of anything clever. Yes.